This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the calling line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, I haven't seen you in a very long time, it feels like. You've been off gallivanting around the world doing whatever it is that you do.
I try to make the world safe for liberty.
Okay.
It's like a superhero.
That's right. I am Captain Liberty.
How's that working out?
Well, we're doing our best.
Okay.
There's not a moment for sleeping, I can tell you that.
Okay.
First, you have to figure out... my plan is to find a place in the world where, the soil is most fertile for germination of more liberty. And so I'm looking around. One of those places that I often mention on air is the U.S. Marianas. And
right. You lived there briefly last year.
Two months, and I am still a resident. I was driven off my homeland by the COVID, and so I...
So you've adopted the Marianas Islands as your homeland?
It is my residence, yes.
Okay.
Yep. It's the freest place in the United States. Where else would a U.S. libertarian go live?
Ian, do you agree that it's the freest place in the United States?
I have not been there, so I can't really speak to that. But it's interesting. I've been very interested to see what Mark said about his time there. And, of course, former co-hosts Alex and Vin, who hosted the Marianas Edition for a little while last year, they had interesting things to say. And I've been watching Vin Armani's posts on Twitter over the last year. I think he's been there about a year now. So they seem to be big fans of it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I would agree that it's going to be freer than, New Hampshire. They all have their ups and downs. For example, isn't gun ownership tightly restricted on the Marianas Islands?
Let's talk to Alex Ugorji, who we should have on the line right now, who is the founder of the Crypto Frontier. Is it CryptoFrontier.com, Alex?
CryptoFrontier.org.
Terribly sorry.
Jeez, dude. Get it together.
Yeah, well, I don't have to go there to be free. I already know.
So tell us about, I had a question for Mark regarding the access to firearms on the Marianas Islands. Is that prohibited? I seem to recall that it was.
No, we are locked and loaded.
Okay.
I went to the
shooting
range.
We even have a local gun building group where former Army Ranger Paul Murphy is teaching those who are interested how to build their own firearm.
Now, it's not as free as some places when it comes to guns, though, right? Like, you can't open carry a gun in the streets.
Yeah, so definitely the gun rights are not as good as some place like New Hampshire. They're probably about average, maybe a little better than average. We can have the quote-unquote assault rifles, those scary-looking ones, like an AR-15 or AK-47, but there are some restrictions. You do need to apply for a permit to own a gun. There's no constitutional carry here, but we have shell issue. There's also...
Now, they're working on that to some extent, Alex, in so much as people who are active in their sort of Second Amendment groups there are buying guns and letting the police know that they're buying guns and telling them to take a long walk off a short pier regarding registering those guns. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing to realize about the CNMI and probably many of the other free places is freedom extends beyond the law, right? Laws are words on paper. The question is what happens in reality. And the reality is a huge percentage of the population owns firearms, especially the older people. Like, Grandpa has been known to fire off a few rounds at the barbecue on 4th of July. In the average family here. So there's plenty of unregistered, sometimes fully automatic firearms, many of them from previous wars, whether people bringing home rifles from Vietnam, Korea, And there's a ton of World War II firearms here as well, because the Battle of Saipan and some other major battles were fought here.
You could still walk out into the water and sit in a Sherman tank. My son did, I did, my family did. We all went out and visited, I think it was 3 different Sherman tanks off the shore.
Why are there tanks off the shore?
Because the tanks needed to come up to shoot Japanese people.
Okay.
Saipan,
they just left them there?
The tanks or the Japanese people?
The tanks.
The tanks, they just left them there, yeah.
Okay.
They're now tourist attractions. Why wouldn't you leave them there? People love them.
Saipan, we have some of the best scuba sites. We have fallen airplanes, tanks, and boats from World War II. You can swim down through them and see it for yourself.
It's really awesome.
So Alex, Crypto Frontier is a cryptocurrency-focused project. This isn't like a libertarian migration per se, right?
Yeah, we're focused more on implementing crypto in real life. It's been a great last year or so for cryptocurrencies, but few people are actually using it. All they're doing is gambling in the latest online casino. But when people go to take their money out of the exchange, they realize, wait a second, these fees are crazy. How do I use this crypto in real life? How can I buy a coffee with Bitcoin? That's the problem we're trying to solve, is make it so people can actually use crypto in real life, buy things, and just live using freer money.
Just out of curiosity, are you setting merchants up down there with AnyPay, or are you using a different methodology for getting them to accept cryptocurrency?
The main one we use right now is B.Cash. So that's Tobias Ruck's company. He's coming over from Germany. Right now he's finalizing his visa to move over to Saipan. And he developed a pretty cool payments app that allows you to use NFC cards. So like I said, we're trying to make crypto usable. And one of the big problems is using smartphones, scanning QR codes, all of that is confusing for many. For the more tech savvy, it might be effortless. But for grandma, she's going to have some trouble. So what he developed are these NFC cards. It's just like a credit card, and you tap it to pay in crypto. So for all they know, it's just like a gift card, like a Visa gift card you can use at any store that accepts it. Here's a list of stores. Go have fun, grandma. And she doesn't even know she's spending crypto. So we're of the philosophy that if you don't know you're using crypto, then that's a good user experience.
How is grandma going to acquire crypto without having any knowledge of it whatsoever? I mean, I wouldn't want my grandmother to, you know, just go out and buy some Bitcoin. I would want her to be educated enough to know how to store it and use it before she did such a thing.
Yeah, so first, we're not using Bitcoin as the main currency. We use stable coins. So they're on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain right now, SLP tokens. We use USDH and SLP. So grandma doesn't have to worry about the
USDH
crypto prices.
Didn't USDH die?
No, USDH is still alive.
Oh, okay.
You
I heard Bitcoin
get it on side. Yeah, the cryptos are always dying, but they somehow manage to continue being used. So, yeah, we use stable coins to prevent volatility, and the private key is secured both on the card and on the phone. So even if she loses the card or the phone, as long as she doesn't lose both, she'll be fine. And we help to educate them on what to do if they want additional backups. We have monthly crypto meetups, and we reach out to both businesses and others who are interested in crypto.
And this has been going for more than a year now, so what are some success stories?
I'd say the success stories are mainly the restaurants and bars that we got on board. So we got on board Safe House Bar, which is the most popular bar on the island. They take crypto as well as a liquor store. Safe House Bar.
I'm trying to figure out where this is. I spent 2 months
across
here.
Across from Godfather's.
Oh, okay. All right. We had pizza at Godfather's.
Where the young people go.
Is that what? Okay. I know what we're talking about there. I know what makes them popular.
So you got them to accept Tether, but there's no way to spend Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Litecoin or any other cryptocurrency at these places?
Some of the places, they use POS, which allows for Bitcoin Cash. But yeah, Bitcoin Cash is the only volatile crypto that you can spend on Saipan without conversion.
Interesting. More about Saipan and various crypto-related projects and Liberty Migration projects, as we're trying to figure out, Mark at least is trying to figure out the freest place to put his feet down. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. 603-283-6160.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Mark here discussing cryptocurrencies and the crypto frontier in the Marianas Islands, which is a project being headed by our guest tonight, Alex, to get cryptocurrency in a usable way in the Marianas Islands. Now, you looked at a number of places, if I remember correctly, Alex, and ultimately decided on the Marianas Islands. And you've since been implementing the system of, I don't remember, NFC chips, where people can use dollar tethers, like USDH, correct?
Yeah, so basically our thought process is that we've had years and years to try the traditional cryptocurrencies, and they haven't worked. And the future of crypto is going to be stable coins.
Hmm.
There, if you look at the top coins,
what do you mean it hasn't worked?
It's working great here.
I bought my cigarettes earlier today with Bitcoin Cash. It was smooth, and I also bought my Indian dinner with Bitcoin Cash.
It's not that the technology doesn't work. It's that it doesn't appeal to the average person. The average person uses PayPal. They use the Cash App. They use Venmo. They are used to interacting with digital dollars. What we want to do is swap it out from a centralized system of digital dollars to a decentralized system. We know that works because there's been a new payment app created every year. There was no Cash App 5-10 years ago. There was no PayPal 15-20 years ago. But they've just sprung up and have gotten tens, if not hundreds of millions of users, depending on the app. There's a pattern that has worked for getting people onboarded to electronic money. And it's the dollar. Businesses want to be paid in the same currency they pay their employees in. The same currency they pay their suppliers in. If you pay them crypto today, it goes down 10%. What do they do Friday come paycheck?
On the other hand, and based on the more likely trend, if you pay them in cryptocurrency today, it'll go up 10%.
Well, isn't it pretty easy to trade the stable coins for, say, Bitcoin Cash or Dash or BTC or whichever?
It depends. I mean, if you use a stable coin that is actually useful on markets, then it's pretty easy. But Honest Coin, as it's called, USDH, I've always been suspect towards that just because of its name. And then recently it went away in any kind of meaningful sense. I believe they used to have it on the Bitcoin.com exchange, but I don't think it's there anymore. I'm trying to pull it up on CoinMarketCap, and CoinGecko shows zero markets appear to be trading in this thing. How does one even acquire these things, Alex?
Yes, SideShift has both USDT and USDH. And you can also get USDH from their official website, honestcoin.io, fill out the KYC, and you can buy it, similar to other exchanges. But just to be clear, we're coin agnostic. We're not suggesting anyone buy Honest Coin or USDT or any other coin. We're just using coins that work. The cost of sending both USDT and USDH on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain is under a cent. To send the coins on Ethereum, the more popular stable coins, you could be paying $10, $15, sometimes even $50 just to buy a $5 cup of coffee.
That's crazy. There's no doubt
that's crazy. We're focused on usability. We want real-world solutions. We don't want to have to tell. They're in the business of selling coffees, not managing a crypto portfolio. That's our framework.
I would suggest that you're looking at it from the wrong perspective, and we should be teaching people to manage a cryptocurrency portfolio, holding their own money, actually controlling it, and not being beholden to banks or governments.
I think that that's something that, Alex, you know, I don't think you're wrong that it's a step in the right direction to take people from a centralized dollar using banks and Visa and, you know, companies like this and move it to a more decentralized system. I think that is a step in the right direction, and I understand why you're approaching it this way. There is no doubt that when you first approach a business owner about cryptocurrency, there's a learning curve involved in trying to get them on board with something like accepting Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Bitcoin or whatever.
I mean, you've been working with the local Jamaican place for more than a year now.
Sure. Well, it's a long time to prospect somebody to just get them to sit down and, sure. and talk. But you know, there is definitely a learning curve involved there. But ultimately, if you're keeping them in the dollar, you're keeping them a victim of the dollar, as we all know that the government's going to print more dollars out and the value of that is going down. So you're not really doing them that much of a favor.
Yeah, I'm solving their problem. They do not perceive the dollar to be a problem. Their problem is they want more business and more customers.
Mm-hmm.
They want faster checkout. They want touchless checkout. Those are the problems that they've articulated, and those are the problems we want to solve. You have to go to someone and tell them, you have this problem you don't know you have. This currency, the most used currency in the world, it's wrong. You got to switch for this new currency that's only existed for a decade, and it's extremely volatile. That's not solving a problem.
I would
agree. Trying to change their philosophy.
That my experience when talking to people outside of the United States versus talking to them inside of the United States is that it's a lot easier to convince somebody who's in the U.S. And I really don't consider Saipan to be, even though it is the U.S. Marianas, it's a U.S. territory. It feels like half American, half half Micronesian island. I mean, there's differences. So when you're talking to somebody in the U.S., you can very easily make a tax on the Federal Reserve. They've heard this word. They understand it. Whereas if you're in a foreign country and you're talking about why dollars, are suck and the people are doing it, they don't, you know, they're just like, hey, people spend these things here and they're great.
I would agree they may not get it, but it's important for them to know because Alex, you said, you know, it's not a problem. The USD isn't, but it's very much a problem. You're not trying to.
No, it's not their problem.
It is their problem. They just don't know it's their problem. That's the danger the USD represents.
How is it their problem?
Because when the USD collapses
Bitcoin,
or goes under or gets inflated,
they
lose money.
If they only take dollars or if they only take Bitcoin,
they'll have more problems if they only take dollars.
Really, how much revenue will they have? If every store tomorrow just said, we're only going to sell to people who have Bitcoin, how many customers would they get?
That's not what is on the table here. I mean, and also, business owners probably shouldn't be taking Bitcoin, honestly. Bitcoin BTC is just too expensive for the customers to send. And if a business gets a lot of little transactions on Bitcoin and then they go to try to actually send it somewhere, it's going to eat it all up with the crazy fee that comes out of that. But they absolutely should be taking other things like Bitcoin Cash or Dash. Now, I got to agree with Arya. I mean, I think it's important to try to change the paradigm here. And I'm not saying that you're not doing a good thing, Alex. I think it's a step in the right direction. But, I mean, we've had, I would say, a tremendous level of success at getting businesses on board with accepting actual cryptocurrencies, and we never had to even tell them about stablecoins here in Keene.
I don't think we have any that accept stablecoins.
There's no way to accept it with AnyPay.
Let me ask you this, Alex. So if somebody, you were talking to a business owner, and they said they wanted to accept cryptocurrencies, would you be able to help them with that?
Yeah, we could refer them to the AnyPay app.
Great. There you go. Problem solved.
So, we've never had that question.
Well, a lot of business owners don't approach us and ask us to help them take Bitcoin. You know, we approach them and we offer it to them as an alternative form of payment.
Some of them are really excited about it, though, and they're paying a lot more attention, I think, in some places.
Some of them are even buying it now instead of just accepting it as payment.
Yep.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials are giving an update on the crash that injured golfer Tiger Woods.
We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered a solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Villanueva also saying that there was no evidence of impairment involving the crash. President Biden says essential workers are literally holding the country together during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Biden taking part in a virtual roundtable with black essential workers at the White House, also urging everybody to get shots when vaccines are available to them.
There's a real reluctance that still exists in the African American community to get the vaccination, even if it's available. I've been pleading with people, get it. If you have a chance, get it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is changing the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses. The changes take effect on Wednesday. Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Brand Bank. He tells USA Radio News some of the major changes.
Well, there's been several changes. I think the primary two that I saw, there are several, but the primary two is that beginning Wednesday, only businesses with 20 or further employees can apply for the next 2 weeks. Clearly, that's pointed at, you know, encouraging truly, truly small businesses to sign up for the program. The other main change that I noticed on the press release was that there's $1 billion set aside specifically, essentially for sole proprietorships or self-employed people.
Some Alabama Amazon workers are getting support from actor Danny Glover. The visit happened yesterday as the employees are in the process of casting ballots on whether to unionize. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the call in line. If you have any questions about some of these Liberty Migration projects or just the crypto frontier in general, Mark, you've been getting your hands into several such projects. With you tonight, of course, it's Aria, Ian, and Mark. And we're on the line with Alex, who founded the Crypto Frontier, which is a project designed to facilitate businesses to accept cryptocurrency, essentially.
In theory.
In theory, yeah. Because I'm with you in this regard that I don't consider tethers to be cryptocurrencies. Because they're...
stable coins.
Why is that?
Well, for one, because they're tokens and they represent a currency.
In this case, stable coins, for listeners that don't know, is basically a token on a cryptocurrency blockchain that represents some sort of asset. It could be an ounce of gold, it could be silver, but in most cases it tends to be fiat currencies. In this case, it's the dollar. So that's what a stablecoin is.
So rather than taking all the time where we hear to have two different groups decide exactly how, unsuspecting vendors might accept cryptocurrency and, you know, argue about their particular stance on it, which doesn't sound like the most interesting parts of what's going on in the U.S. Marianas. Alex, would you be willing to admit that perhaps, you know, maybe some people would have done better if some of them were accepting, say, Bitcoin Cash over there right now with the market skyrocketing? And would you guys be willing to admit that these businesses that are currently accepting these tokens are much easier to onboard than any other business out there? Does that sound like something we can compromise with?
Sure.
Excellent.
Yeah, I would, like I said, I mean, it's not a bad thing what they're doing. It is a good starting point to actually convince these businesses to take cryptocurrencies, which you sort of one step towards that, and I think that's a good thing.
So the things that I like about Saipan have less to do with the cryptocurrency aspect of it, although...
But that's the whole point, is crypto frontier.
I know that.
The idea, right?
Right, but I mean, can you go somewhere for a reason and discover different things?
Sure, of course.
Okay, the things that I discovered was, A, there's no snow and no ice, and I'd like to hold this out as a positive, that New Hampshire, half of the year, is frozen frickin' solid.
It's really not that bad, Mark.
Well, slipping on the ice and hurting yourself
is
bad.
Yeah, that's no fun. I don't like that.
There are six people in my church, three of them have fallen and broken a limb in the last decade.
That's
ask a Floridian how many limbs they have broken for slipping on ice, and the answer will be zero.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, and that's unfortunate, but it's a problem that one can work around. So is that it? You just don't like the snow and ice?
Well,
Florida doesn't.
You didn't like
either.
my one reason, so I'll go on with others.
It's not that I dislike it. I just, you
as
know,
far as
it's a minor issue.
It's a minor issue to you. It is not if you fell and broke your arm. You would then call it a major issue.
Bones heal.
They do heal. Yes. So
it's easier to heal a bone than it is to get freedom back from the state.
There's no sales tax. There's no income tax. Well, the income tax is half. Excuse me. There's half the income tax, and there's no property tax.
And most importantly, in the tax realm, the taxes don't go to the IRS.
Which means
that U.S. territories do not pay into the treasury. They keep it locally. So your taxes will fund no wars, no DEA, or any other tyrannical federal government action.
Right. Ask an American.
Goes to the island.
Ask an American how many people that their their taxes go to kill, and they won't be able to say because the federal government has executions. The state governments have executions. You never know how much of your tax money went
to
drop.
We've also abolished the death penalty constitutionally.
Let me interject, Mark. You mentioned there are no property taxes. That's of no use to you because you cannot own property.
Not true.
In the Marianas Islands.
You can, a person who is not an NMD, a Northern Marianas descent, can own a condominium, but they cannot own the land beneath it. So you could, for instance, lease a piece of land for 55 years. Do you expect to live that long?
I hope not.
And then you could put whatever you want on it and live on it.
But
and
you don't own the property. You just own what has been put on the property.
But you don't pay property taxes on it.
You own the property, not the land.
Okay. So if somebody dies, and do they still own their property or not?
Well, they're dead. They don't own anything.
Okay, good. Then you own your property in fact.
Well, you don't own your property in New Hampshire either or anywhere else in the United States because the state will take it from you if you don't pay the property taxes. So, I mean, there's definitely some benefits, it sounds like, to being there in Saipan.
I don't even think they can confiscate property in the U.S. Marianas. Is that so, Alex? Is there any instance that you can think of where they have actually confiscated property? Because, I mean, I see some things that look like derelict.
Only if there's a bank foreclosure and you sign an agreement with the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But the bank can't even own it. They can only temporarily hold it before they sell it off again.
So perhaps you own your property more in the U.S. Marianas than you do in, say, New Hampshire. Also, when you're talking about libertarians, they always want to talk about social freedom, so I think it's important to touch on it. Marijuana, completely legal. Is that right, Alex?
Yes.
Completely legal.
Does that mean you can buy it in stores?
Currently, they're implementing it just like Massachusetts. It took them a couple years, but it's expected by this year, around June, the first stores will begin selling.
Hmm.
and you can grow it.
How does one obtain marijuana in the U.S. Marianas? Can you get all the things that people get at stores, like gummy bears and, I don't know, soda pops? And I've only been in one of these things one time, and I just sold weed.
Yeah, until the official dispensary is open, it's just the black market supply, which has been quite significant for its entire history. According to the UN survey about a decade ago, we had the second highest smoking rates after Jamaica in the world.
So what about people who aren't interested in marijuana?
Okay, but I mean, libertarians tend to ask this particular question.
Sure.
It's a social freedom. All right, so gambling. Not only is there a big, beautiful casino, is it operational right now? I know they were having some kind of problems with COVID.
They shut down the casino. There's no tourists, so it's not worth opening.
There are, however, most people go to these roadside casinos where they have, like, video gambling and these sorts of things. Casinos are everywhere. On Tinian, which is an island.
And the Constitution explicitly says the covenant with the U.S. that the gambling is within the CNMI's jurisdiction. And there's also an exemption for gambling on cockfighting, bingo,
you
and
can
raffles.
Have cockfights on CNMI?
well, you can't legally have cockfights, but you can legally gamble on them. And there are illegal cockfights that happen despite the federal government papers that say that's not allowed.
Interesting.
Cockfighting is a huge thing here. Like most
I'm
of the senators and like big people, they'll have like their own cock farms and... It's pretty interesting.
It's because culturally. It's huge down in the Philippines, right? And there's a lot of Filipinos there. Is that a major reason?
Yeah, definitely the Filipino influence has increased in popularity, but I think it might have also been here locally as well. Because I know there's many locals who they've been doing it their whole lives. Like they grew up at their parents' farm, like raising cocks and, you know.
I don't consider animal cruelty to be a selling point. What else you got, Mark?
Well, I would say that I tend to agree, too, but people define cruelty differently. And I get your definition. I have lived on farms and been near roosters when they wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning with all their caterwauling. And the idea that they're fighting to the death does not bother me. What it sounds like to me is a crispy chicken sandwich. But, I certainly wouldn't kick a dog. And if you want to compare those two, cool.
Here's what I want to know about. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are curious about this. What's the situation with the COVID insanity there? I mean, are people walking around?
Let's go. I want to hear that, but I also want to go through the last little bits of the social freedoms that I think
are important. I consider this to be a social freedom, the freedom to actually not be told what to wear. I want to hear about that coming up.
603-283-6816 is the call line. This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Marianas Islands and reasons that Mark is interested in it. Preferably no more animal cruelty, if that's okay. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. With you tonight, it's Ari Atkinson.
And Mark.
And Mark is telling us his reasons for loving the Marianas Islands. Now, you didn't go there initially with these reasons that you've since outlined. You went there because it was the crypto frontier. You wanted to see what it was going to do.
That's not exactly right. So Alex Ugorji, who we have on the line here, came in 2019 on Thanksgiving Day and did a show with Ian and I for 3 hours. And we peppered him the whole time, and the kid held up. He's a is it Berkeley grad?
No, he was...
You're joking, right?
I don't know. I can't never know. Stanford?
Yeah, the big S.
Okay, whatever. You know, it's another one of these liberal colleges as far as I'm concerned. But it's certainly one that proves that you can make it through these systems and you're no fool. He held up under the pressure, and what I got from it was this really is a pretty free place, and I should probably go check it out and make sure that this isn't a bunch of hot air. And so when I showed up, I began sort of testing these things out, and it really is quite a free place. And by free, I mean in a libertarian sense that you can do what you want so long as you don't harm anybody else, and they're not going to really bother you. And they don't. I'd say the worst thing about it is that you cannot own property in the same fee simple way that the natives can, but, and this is very important, you probably should get there now and secure property, because this is going away and likely going away within the next decade.
What is?
This provision that's in their constitution. They have a real problem, and that is that they have allowed for a very long time Filipino contract workers to come and work for them for very little money, and to live a better
life. Half the workforce is non-citizens.
Only 19,000 of the 50,000 people can vote currently. But many of those contract workers were having children, lots of children, as poor people do. And those children were born on U.S. soil. And those children are going to be U.S. citizens are U.S. citizens and are going to be voting U.S. citizens very soon. And if you're a voting U.S. citizen who can own property, who cannot own property, would you like to be a U.S. citizen who has the right, should you ever get the money, to own property? And likely the answer to that is yes. So those people are going to vote, and they're going to vote to overturn this law.
And this place has only been a U.S. territory since, what, the 80s?
Yes.
It's the only territory in the world that is a U.S. territory that voted itself in, that agreed and signed a contract to become a territory. The rest are spoils of war, and they take the agreement the U.S. government gives them. Mm. This place has a contract, and it's a lot better than every place else.
Mark, there were a lot of ifs and dependencies in the conjecture that you just made. What exactly do you expect these Filipino adults to do?
To vote out the provision of the Constitution. So referendums are legal. You can vote things in and out, and they will vote on it, and at some point the population will, of non-Native Marianas descent, will outweigh the Native Marianas descent.
And they will vote to allow themselves to own land.
Which seems obvious, right?
I mean, why go there now? Why not just wait until that happens?
Well, if you can set up a situation where you will own land when the time, expect the land prices to increase when the buying pool triples, quadruples, quintuples. I mean, this is beachfront property in an island paradise. This is the most stable temperature as
a bit like Hawaii 50 years ago.
Yeah, this is the most stable temperature in the world as awarded by the Guinness Book of World Records. It's always pleasant. They don't know what a jacket is. People's shoes are flip-flops. The politicians...
See, that's a selling point for me, because I prefer to just wear flip-flops.
Me too.
Politicians don't wear suits. They wear Hawaiian shirts. I mean,
isn't it true that they throw parties like on the beach just to bribe people to vote for them?
Well, so the barbecue, as they call it, is not barbecue in a southern sense where we're from. It is a cookout is probably the best way to describe it. The cookout, they call it a barbecue, is a cultural phenom there that is extraordinarily important. So everybody wants to hang out and get the burger or the hot dog or whatever. They want to chat. They want to have a good time. And Alex and I ended up at these on a pretty regular basis. Everybody's convivial. They want to share food. They want to share drinks. Were you on Tinian when we showed up and we're just wandering the beach and finding huge pieces of coral and conch shells, and then the fishermen are there like, hey, you guys want some beer? You know, they just wanted people to hang out with them and have some beer. Alex, you were there for that? Yeah,
no, I can definitely agree that that's the culture there. It's very neighborly and loving and friendly. If you ever go to the beach, people will offer you beer, drinks.
Is that still true now since COVID, where, you know, in a lot of places people are colder than they've ever been? You can't see what their faces, you know, look like. You can't tell if they're smiling. What do you see when you're on the streets there over the last year with this COVID crackdown? What's it like?
Yeah. So right now we don't have COVID and we haven't had any community cases for 6 months. So it's really different universe over in Saipan.
Right. But what do people do? I mean, how do they behave? Are they wearing masks in the streets? Are they wearing masks in stores? What do you see?
Yeah, so if you're outside at the beach or in restaurants or in those type of places, you won't see many masks, if any. Mm-hmm. We do have a large Asian population that
and they wore masks
like to
already.
Wear masks before COVID,
yeah. Sure.
And they like to wear masks even more now.
Mm-hmm.
The main point where you'll have to wear a mask is if you enter a store.
Hmm.
So stores require you to wear masks, and that's the law, I believe, like one of those emergency orders or whatever. Is it
is
the law?
Dave is Dave following that law?
Yeah, there's quite a few mass protesters. Paul Murphy, Dave, and many others have just refused to wear masks, and they get around.
Now, are they saying they have a medical exemption when store clerks press them?
That depends. It's, in my experience, the most effective strategy I've seen is I left it in the car. I was in the store with someone who left it in the car, and they just tell them that, and they're like, oh, okay, could bring it next time, please. Mm-hmm. And so the another thing that's positive here is we don't have this, you know, aggressive, confrontational culture that you have in many parts of the U.S., especially cities. People are very conscientious and nice and don't want to make trouble. So if they see you wearing not wearing a mask when you're supposed to be wearing a mask in a store, most people won't say anything. They'll just they'll be like, maybe there's some reason, or I don't want to cause any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the same Karen population that you might have in the mainland.
What I would say to that is that the men there are big, all right? They're tall, they're muscular, and they're kind of endomorphic, so they'll hold fat. These are big men, and they talk kind of high, you know, like it's, they're just gentle giants of people. And like, for instance, somehow I wandered into a fireman's picnic, and they're like, come on, and they found out that I was a volunteer fireman, and the, you know, wine's flowing, and the barbecues being handed out, and it was just a great fun. And my experience has just been entirely positive with everybody that I've met there, because everybody's just fun and they just want to talk. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, and everyone on there, they know, like, the COVID thing's, like, extreme. Like, if you are with the senators or governors or any of the people in private, they won't be wearing their masks. But they just do it to, like, you know, be kind to their neighbors and to be courteous. They'll put on the mask. But for the last 4 or 5 months, I've been seeing a lot of nostrils sticking out of the mask, and no one will say anything to that.
Right, and that's I think really important is that this place is cut off. There's they're doing the checks at the airport, and they haven't had any cases, zero cases for months.
Have there been? They've also not been having much travel, right? You said tourism is down, and this is a place that lives off of tourism. I mean, there's a ton of money that used to come into this island that must not be coming now. Are you seeing businesses closing?
Oh, it's strange. We're seeing businesses open.
Really?
So I'm not sure if that's unemployed people deciding to take a stab at it themselves, or it's just all the federal money coming in. FEMA is paying for the quarantine at the airport, all-inclusive Ocean View Hotel for 5 days, billed at $400 a night to FEMA. The government's getting hundreds of thousands of dollars every week just from that alone.
And so that's a real incentive for them to continue this, whatever level of rules and regulations they have.
The longer the state of emergency continues, the longer I'm, on.
Alex, what's the website for this again?
CryptoFrontier.org.
CryptoFrontier.org. No hyphens or anything?
Nope.
Perfect. Head on over to CryptoFrontier.org if you want to learn more about this project in the Marianas Islands. It's definitely interesting. The quarantine part kind of makes me not want to visit right now, though.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.